All right, so sorry about that interruption. Interruptions happen. Hosea 14, and again, they will live in the shade and raise grain, and they will blossom like a vine, and its aroma will be like the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim will say, what have I to do anymore with idols? Where is Ephraim? Ephraim is where Gilead is. It's in the north. It's in the north of Jordan. To do more, what have I? But this is the point. Ephraim will say, who's Ephraim? Ephraim is Joseph's son, Ephraim and Manasseh, with the Egyptian woman. They will say, what have I to do anymore with idols? What do I have to do with masonry? What do I have to do with Egyptian mystery? What do I have to do with Babylonian idols? What do I have to do with Nahor's God? What do I have to do with all these out of Chaldee? And I answer and affirm him. I am like a fresh green cypress tree. Your fruitfulness comes from me. This is God. Let the wise understand these things. And let the discerning know them. For the ways of Adonai are straight. And the righteous walk in them. But in them, sinners stumble. This is really, really, really critical to the understanding that the crookedness of Jacob, it was in his thigh. He stumbled then. But God straightened him out when he had an encounter with, at the crossroads of his life, with the Messiah. The Messiah, Yeshua. I'm going to go over here and look at John 1. 45, and if just to look at the example, John 1:43 to the end of the first chapter of John. The next day, having decided to leave for the Galil, Yeshua found Philip and said, follow me. Philip was from Bethsaida, the town where Andrew and Kepha lived. Philip found Nathanael and told him, we have found the one that Moshe wrote about in the Torah and also the prophets. It's Yeshua ben Yosef from Nazareth. Nathanael answered him and said, Nazareth, can any good thing come from there? Come and see, Philip said to him. Yeshua saw Nathanael coming toward him and remarked about him, here's a true son of Israel, nothing false in him. Nathanael said to him, how do you know me? And Yeshua answered him, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael said, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. And Yeshua answered and said, you believe all this just because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than that. And he said, yes, indeed. I tell you that you will see heaven open and the angels of God going up and coming down on the Son of Man. You will see Bethel. Bethel, where the altar was consecrated, where Jacob on his way out to Laban's house, fleeing from Esau, stopped at Bethel and had the dream of the open heavens, the stairways of heaven. He had to be straightened out, didn't he? There will be nothing, what did it say? There will be nothing crooked in him. He will not go the crooked ways of deception. He will be straightforward. And you will understand these things, that the way of truth is straight. There's no crookedness. The crooked ways are the ways of the serpent, the winding. Oh, well, twisting words. And I want to talk to you about, and I'm just going to talk real briefly about this because this is a whole opening up, but these angels, who are these angels? Who are these people? Okay, Machanim is also referenced in the Song of Songs. And it is in all these books about that she is as formidable as the bride in the Song of Song. She is formidable as an army marching with banners. And Shlomo, and this is interesting because Shlomo, of course, was an apostate. He had every kind of idol and made every kind of covenant. right, with every other daughter except for Laban and Rachel, and brought them in the country under the you know, I'm going to have a marriage covenant with them and we'll have peace. We won't go to war with these neighboring countries, including Egypt, and they brought in all their gods. And they were forbidden to do this. And then he finds this woman, okay, the Shulamite, who's very beautiful. And she is, I wish you were my brother who nursed at my mother's breast. She is related to him. She is his bride. And when he sees her, she comes out. And I cannot find it right the second, that she is like an army with banners, and she comes out as at Mahanaim. Mahanaim. The place of the two camps where there is conflict. And why is there conflict? There's conflict because at this place, she has just been up to Hebron, and she has visited Mount Hermon, and Mount Hermon was where the battle began from the watcher angels fell, and they began to pursue women, and they began to destroy the bloodlines of God. Now I'm giving you the brief overview from memory. This woman comes up from the wilderness. She comes up from, you know, places from where the leopards and the lions are. Here it is. Song of Songs 4. Come with me from the Lebanon, my bride. Come with me from the Lebanon. Come down from the heights of Amanah, from the heights of Sinir and Hermon. These are the three peaks right at the border of Syria, Amman, and the Golan Heights are the north of Israel. Down from the lion's lair and the leopard-haunted hills. These are demonic powers. These demonic powers that try to destroy and overtake, that were brought in by the fallen angels in Genesis 6, according to the book of Enoch. And there, this is where the battle begins over the true bride. You are as beautiful as Tirzah, my love, as lovely as Yerushalayim, but formidable as an army marching under banners. Turn your eyes away from me because they overwhelm me. Because why? Who is this? She comes dancing. And she does the dance from Mahanaim. Song of Songs 7. Come back, come back. Oh, girl from Shulam. Come back to where we can see you. Why are you looking at the girl from Shulam? As if she were dancing for two army camps. The dance of Mahanaim. Because this is the conflict over the true bride of Christ. And the harlot. The harlot church. The harlot. The idolatrous gods. That God is witnessing and bringing judgment on. Come out of her lest you share in the judgment of my people. All right, the Song of Songs. There's many, many expositions in the Song of Songs, but this is just a brief overview. This battle is raging over the church right now. It is a spiritual battle of the camps against God. And his enemies who have infiltrated the moles in the church, the enemies of God Almighty, the wheat and the tares coming together. All right, the covenant of Galilee.